I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, October 6, 2014, to order. And I'd like to call on Sue Clayton to lead us in an opening prayer. Sue?
Again, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the beauty of this season, Lord. We thank you for our county and our state and our nation, Lord. We ask, Father, your blessings upon her today. We ask, Lord, that you guide her. We ask, Lord, that you bless this meeting today. Father, that your name be lifted up and glorified. Thank you.
Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commission remarks. Accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable checks numbers 341331 through 341395. Warrants 6074, 6075, and 6076. And seven transfers. One from reporter to GCR, one for postage, one from transfer station to Road and Bridge, one from Park Line to Road and Bridge, another from Park Line to Road and Bridge, one from transfer station to Road and Bridge, and journal entry for Department of Miscellaneous Department for Equipment.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve checks numbers 341331 through 341395, warrants 6074, 7576, and seven transfers as indicated. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Previous meeting and executive session minutes.
Motion for approval of regular minutes 9:25, 9:29, and 8:12 with corrections. Executive session minutes 9:12 and 9:25.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve regular session minutes dated September 25th, September 29th. August 12th, and executive session minutes dated September 22nd and September 25th.
I think you said 9-12. It needs to be, can you amend your minutes?
8-12.
8-12, excuse me.
No, on the executive, you said 9-12.
Okay, I've got them broke down. I'm sorry there. Did I get that? You got that right?
Executive session minutes will be 9-22 and 9-25?
Yeah.
And then my second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Stacy, we're holding minutes September 22nd, just for a couple of items, and then we'll bring that right back up. Road vacation. Mr. Cotty, Randy, would you join us, and anyone else that is here representing the road vacation that's before us today? Good morning. If I could have you sit at the table, we're recording this and streaming it live on the internet. If you'll give your name, you can begin.
Cody Fenton on behalf of Petitioner Mark Cook. We have petitioned the county to vacate two roads located here in Taney County, Missouri. The first is Quinlan Road. The second is... doesn't have a specific name, but it's located between Flynn Road and Bird Road. And I have a legal and plat that was done on a survey commission. I'd like to see that.
I think. Yes.
Which statute was this filed under?
7127.
Is that the one that can take place today, or is that set for a quarter?
It could take place today, could it not?
Yes, sir.
Map, I'm trying to understand, is this all one owner?
There's, in this particular area, all these houses that Mr. Cook owned, I believe, owns one of these lots and his family owns, either himself or his family owns all these lots. The houses right here all face Bird Road and don't utilize this. They're the only houses that are lots that even utilize this road at all. Here.
Well, help me out. Is this a garage right here?
Yeah, it is an old garage.
Okay.
Well, just let me ask a couple questions. We're looking at a vacation of two areas, whether or not they're dedicated formally as a road or not, correct? Mm-hmm. Both are surrounded by residences. Once vacated, if I'm not mistaken, the ownership of the property that would be vacated by the county would fall to the ownership of either property owner on either side. Is that right?
Correct.
It's split down the middle, right?
I believe so.
That half of the road would be of ownership to one side and half the road to the ownership of the other side.
Right.
That has... Do you have signatures from all of your family members? I mean, that's a difficult question to ask because you're here saying that all your family members own, but sometimes families don't agree with situations, and we need signatures from all families that are involved. We run into this before where we have objection to the vacation of a road by someone, and so all residents in that area, if ownership is of your family and members of your family, we would need those signatures, I would think.
From the petition, I understood that the petitioner owned, was the owner of the property on either side of the section of the road to be vacated. There was no question of other owners, at least in my reading of the petition.
There's
the
other
statute
owners.
Requires that all of the owners that on either side of the road, that portion of it, need to join in the petition, as I understand it.
Right.
But am I wrong?
My reading of the statute is any owner that busts the land to bring the petition, so we did not bring it in the name of every owner. Certainly, the commission requires the signatures of the other owners. That's not an issue. We basically went off of who utilizes the road, which are the lots owned.
These folks here.
Gotcha. Who is One Missouri JT Venture?
That's a
company. And then, if I'm not mistaken, from information that I read this morning, the city has an interest based upon the fact that there are utilities within.
There are county utility lines under that road, probably the project.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually your lines, but we have an interest in being a Bee Creek project. If the road is vacated, the board acts on it to make sure there's easements in place and to provide for those easements. That's the only reason the road here is the Bee Creek project.
Gotcha.
I understand.
If you have any questions on that, I'd like Utilities Director Ray.
What's your name?
Not to bounce around, but this right here.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, you're not even on this.
This is a catalog. This is family. My mother's trust me in this property.
This one should be more than this one should be more closer.
Yeah. That's my mother right here.
We've got a Glenda and a Rebecca and a Mark. And then over here, like I said, your name's not even on this one. It's family, but it's not you. That'd be like me going to my dad's place and say, hey, I'm going to
take over. Well, I can provide signatures.
That might work out. I don't know.
Technically, their entry is right here off of Flynn Road.
Gotcha.
Sets off here 25 feet. I don't know how that ever came to be. So, they do have.
And what about this property here? Is it Nunez?
Yeah. They do come back here. They do obviously have way into the property. But I'm not trying to shut the road off. I'm just trying to keep people out that don't belong.
So if you were to, how are you going to keep those people out?
I'm going to put a private drive, and if I had to put a gate up, I would. I mean, like Pat Crawford, so
feet of easement. I know the sewer line goes through there. Does the water line go through there also?
The water line would be in either private or water district 53. The sewer line does run up from the south.
And is it a 10-foot or is it a 20 or is it, what is it, do you know?
I think the existing sewer easement is out there.
Okay. So we just, and it's running down the center of the road?
Yes. Close to the center.
Okay, and what I'm trying to do is come up with, you can see that those roads aren't, the easement on those roads aren't full county width as we would require now. But I would like to know if you have a sewer line and you have to stay so many feet away from it before you have the water line, which the water line was there first, I just wonder if that takes up a 25-foot easement.
Yeah, the water line normally needs to be 10 feet off the sewer line.
That's what I'm saying. So you got the 10-foot water line easement. You've got a 10-foot between the two and 10-foot that is on your sewer line. So there's several questions on this, and I'm not trying to prevent you from getting your road vacated, but I'm also trying to understand before the county vacates the road and the easements are in place that are already there, the advantage, and I've heard your statement about trying to close it up for other reasons, but usually, I've been here 10 years, and what we require is everyone's signature that lives on the road, and then if there's any opposition whatsoever, we take that in heavy consideration if they don't have another way out. And then also, these easements, you're going to have 30 foot of easement down across there. So if it's an advantage to the county to close a road that has 30 foot easement, utility easements through it, I don't think there's any way. I'm not trying to cut this short, but I don't think there's any way that we can take this up today under this statute, but we could take it up next quarter under this same statute, make that decision when the proper evidence is presented.
Well, we could also take it up at any time prior to that, Dan, if I'm not mistaken, under this statute. We wouldn't have to wait a quarter.
When the information is provided, is that what you're saying, Ron?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
I believe so.
Okay.
I think that you all retain jurisdiction throughout this term. You can pass it and take it up at a set time.
Okay. That would probably work better for you guys, wouldn't it?
As long as you're basically going to require us to have the signatures of the owners surrounding it.
The owners of everyone that is on either side of those vacated roads. And and this is nothing new. We're not picking you out of the bunch.
No,
this is something that we demand from all vacated roads.
I do have a question about the easement, the water line. Are you saying that the water line is supposed to be parallel to the sewer, 10 foot or 15 foot one way?
No, it can't be within 10 foot of the sewer line. If when they done the sewer line, they had to do engineering that has to place it within a separate 10 foot. You have your sewer line easement, which is 10 foot. You have your water line easement, but there has to be a 10 foot separation in between those. So you're talking about a 30 foot possible easement that would be in question.
Okay, because I know that the water comes in right down here, comes up and runs through here to feed. So I didn't want y'all to be thinking that they were close by one another. I'm just looking to drill down.
I wonder if it wouldn't be advisable if we had to sit down and went through this and have you all involved, and have Randy involved, and these individuals involved, and work through what we need and then set a time that we can come back.
So that you wouldn't have to wait a quarter.
That would be fine for me.
And I didn't mean to overlook you because we're going to need your nod. Well, if my suggestion would be that we wait until we have that. If you work with these gentlemen to set up a time, sit down, and let's go through what's needed and what the different questions are and if there's anything else that we're not aware of, and then come back to the county commission with
basically
what's required by the county.
A designated area, like you said, where the water line separates. Let us have a map of showing that. Also have the sewer line we know goes down the center of the road or did on all the rest of those properties out there. So,
is that all right? Can I have those?
If we need to set a...
we're going to let Randy, if that's all right.
In the future. Okay.
We'll just bring it back up when requested to do so, and we have the latitude to do that. Because this is filed under, what is it, Chapter 71? 71. Thank you, gentlemen. Establishment of a cemetery. Mr. Merrill. Good morning. Good morning. Mr. Cotty, could you join us also?
I'm Mike Merrill for the Russell Van Scott families. And, we have an executed quit claim deed to the county according to the statute. But since this was done, Mr. Cotty and I have visited, and we are going back and changing the quit claim deed to a warranty deed to the county in trust for the sole purpose of establishing a family burial ground or cemetery. Per the statute, and the statute is spelled out, section 214.090, which sets up the establishment of a family cemetery. The real estate description is of a 1-acre tract with an easement to that burial ground, the cemetery. And the reason the county is involved in this, as far as we can tell, the statute will empower the county to keep the easement open or to actually prosecute people for trespass and damage to a family cemetery. Even after the family members are all gone, the county still has that authority. And that's the best we can come up with while you guys are even involved. So. But as soon as we can agree on the actual construction of this warranty deed, the family will sign off on it, we'll get it recorded. As far as we can tell, the family is responsible for all of the expenses. They go to the expense of having this property surveyed together with the easement. They're paying my fees, they'll pay the recording costs. The county just sits back and, you know, enforces things that they have to at some point in the future.
Mike, I have a question on that. We've set up family cemeteries before, and there's has always been a question brought up of maintenance after members of the family have are deceased. There is a, if it lays within a certain distance of a county road or something like that, there has been a question of maintenance, and I think it was entered into the record of who was responsible for mowing and upkeep of the cemetery. I don't know whether that be the case here. I just was trying to cover all bases. I know that was brought up in at least two different cases that we've approved cemeteries.
I couldn't find anything in the statutes that indicated the county was responsible for any of the maintenance.
Mike and I have looked at this at length, and Mr. Reinwand, I agree, we can't find anything that specifies who's responsible after the people granting the property, creating the cemetery, passed on. The statute does say that the grantor of the original property is responsible for its maintenance until they pass on. Then there's just a void in the law as to who legally is responsible for maintaining it after that.
What's typically happened through the years is that there are associations that are created to do that, and that probably rose from the fact that there were problems that occurred in times past, and people asked for the commission to be involved years ago, but generally the establishment of an association to care for has been the remedy for that. I went through your paperwork this morning when we had our preliminary meeting to look over the day's events, and your suggestion regarding the warranty deed. I don't have any objection to the establishment of the cemetery, but I agree we need to move forward with what you gentlemen have proposed and reestablish a time to hear that, if that's appropriate.
In anticipation of the commission taking that position, Mike prepared a general warranty deed after our discussions last week, and I've looked at it, but I want to look at it one more time.
Sure.
He incorporated in, first of all, it's a warranty deed, so you don't have the concern about the people appearing who claim to have had an interest in the property before it was transferred to the commission. And then the language that he's put in here specifically refers to the statute that make it clear the county's just receiving this in trust, in perpetuity, and that the property is only to be used as a burial ground for the family members. I think it's fine, but I may want to make just some minor modifications. I don't anticipate it'll be difficult, and I don't think it'll take long. And I would suggest that between the two of us, we could present this, send it to you all for acceptance.
The two options there, we can either set a time and a date to meet again and do that, or I suppose we could approve this contingent upon that agreement being satisfactory to both parties.
Since at least two members of the family are out of the area, it would probably be advantageous for us if you were inclined to approve it contingent on everything. Then if you would do that, and then we can get the final documents approved and then executed and then back to Mr. Cotty for final approval, and then record that. We'll do whatever the commission wishes.
Do you have any objection to that, Mr. Cotty?
No, I'd suggest the easy way to do it is just approve it today, contingent upon the proper deed being presented.
I still have a question about the maintenance. Is it a board of trustees that's set up? Because the others that we've had have had a board of trustees that were set up to take care of maintenance. Where we run into a problem was one of these cemeteries laid within alongside a county road and was donated. And so they had already, in preparation, decided to take in account the fact that somebody was going to have to keep this cemetery up after all the family was deceased. And so I didn't know whether that was part of the statute, something they brought forward, or whatever. I don't have any problem with the...
It's something that they can do, and they can set up a trust, and they can have a private managing company. Correct me if I'm wrong. They can do the trust, or they can account appoint the commission to oversee the trust.
But correct me if I'm not mistaken, there's no provision for that in Missouri law.
There's no requirement.
No requirement.
That's what I mean.
Brandon and Outline are the two options that are available. The law is good to realize you've got to make provision somehow for making notice of it after the people pass on. And the law is pretty good. They either allow basically a private trust to be established, and it operates on its own without the involvement of the county, or if necessary, they can request that the county administer it. And in fact, they make provision for the clerk of the county commission to maintain a separate book in which there's a yearly accounting of expenses and income to the trust account. It controls the type of investments that the county can make with the trust money, and it requires an annual report to the circuit court. So it's a pretty involved procedure if they opt for the commission to act as a trustee of the trust account. The better way to do it, I think, is to go with a privately managed account. But nothing requires.
So there's still no requirement of that. So, Danny, I guess to answer your question, if they don't set it up, then it could be an issue down the road, yes.
Right. That was my only question. I'll make the motion that we go ahead and approve this upon the warranty deed being satisfactory to our county attorney and Mr. Merrill, who is representing the Russell Van Syke.
Yes, sir.
And as legally described within the quick claim deed that's presented today?
Yes, it is proper to the warranty deed.
Second.
Motion's made and second to approve the establishment of a cemetery as previously described in a quick claim deed presented at today's date by Mr. Merrill, contingent upon the receipt of the proper warranty deed that's agreed to by both parties. Discussion?
Do you know if they're planning on setting up a trust?
I'm going to visit with the family concerning either a trust or a not-for-profit organization to administer the maintenance. At this point, we get that.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Century Farm Presentations. Crystal, can you join us? Good morning.
I want to thank the Commission for letting the University of Missouri Extension come and honor our Century Farm families. We have two of them this year. The Farm Bureau, the Missouri Farm Bureau, the University of Missouri Extension, and the MU College of Agriculture are the sponsors of the Century Farm Program. To qualify for the Century Farm Program, a family must own their farm for at least 100 consecutive years and must have at least 40 acres of the original plot that they purchased. And, of course, some income must come from farming on that land. So we have two farm families that we want to recognize today. You all will maybe take a picture with them. That would be great. They get a certificate, and then...
they don't look 100 years
old. I know, thank goodness, right? and then they also get a really nice plaque that they can display out at their farms.
Great.
So the first family is Joseph F. S. Smith. They have owned their farm for 143 years, established in 1871, and receiving... The sign and certificate is Joseph S. Smith II.
First? Oh, first. I'm sorry. The second one is the Rossner family, Dwayne and Randy Rossner. They've had their farm for 101 years, established in 1913.
Let's stand in recess for just a couple of minutes, and then we will come back with our flood buyout property discussion.